I did this good deed today, God's done, so now I can go on with my life. But God's not always done. And so he's sitting in this boat, and Peter comes back to the boat, or for some reason they have this conversation after he finished washing his net. Maybe he was putting him away while Jesus was finishing up his sermon. I don't even know if he was listening to him. But the scripture says that when he had stopped speaking, he turned to Simon. He said, "All right, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we've toiled all night and we've caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And this is sort of what I have found waiting in the presence of the Lord to be. It's sitting there hearing Jesus and then him giving me instruction. Peter said, "Nevertheless, whatever you say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. At your word, I'm going to do this." And that's really what I believe a Spirit-led life is all about. It's sort of hearing the voice of God and him saying, "Okay, I want you to go over to so-and-so's house and I want you to bless them. Or I want you to go visit this person. Or I want you to minister this. Or I want you to share whatever." And you think, "God, okay, I'll do that. Nevertheless, it's your word. I'm going to go do this." And so Peter ends up launching out. And before he does it, though, he gives him objections by saying, "Look, we've toiled all night and caught nothing." But he says, "Okay, I'm going to relent." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. Now, verse 6 and verse 7 is really cool, because in verse 6, going back out against their natural thinking to go fishing after been gone all night was against their custom. It didn't set right. And I just want to encourage you that a lot of times when you are in the presence of the Lord and you get a directive from God, it may not set right. You may not feel comfortable. You may have a bunch of natural reasons why not to do it. And yet Peter did it because he knew that he heard from God. He knew that God had spoken to him. So they catch this huge amount of fish, right? Catch this huge amount of fish. And I like verse 7 because this is why this night is so important and practices like this is so important. In verse 7, they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and they filled both the boats so that they began to sink. So your and my hearing from the Lord, your and my going deeper into the Lord, your and my obedience to what God is saying has implications to those that are in our company. The other boat received the harvest of Peter's obedience. They really aren't in the story until at the beginning of the story, but they're not really in the story of the directives of Jesus until the end, when there's so much catch, they have to be called in to be a part of the harvest. And so I look at all of these opportunities as a faith walk. I say, "God, you know, I don't know where you're taking me. I don't know what you're going to say to me tonight, but I know this. It has implications beyond my life." Beyond my life. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about windows opening up in the Spirit. And when a window opens up and you take advantage of it, God can use you mightily. You just walk through the door. You just walk through that window. And I know that windows are going to open up for you as you look for them, as you listen for them, as you look for the opportunity to be used by God. And God wants to use each and every one of us. And that's what's cool about this, that this move of God is not a pulpit-driven move. It is a pew-driven move. It is a person-oriented move. It is a every one of us hearing from God, moving in the power of God. And like Carol Theotis this morning, who gave the testimony about giving this simple book to a friend, a co-worker of hers who is on disability, who had cancer, who had to quit work and had liver cancer. And suddenly she gets this book. And I know there's no healing in the book like there's no healing in a shadow. But there's a substance, there's a presence, there's obedience, there's a connection. And suddenly now she was healed. Another woman gave a testimony in the East today, which is the first time I heard it. She said, I was in a meeting. Somebody came over to me and said, God told me to pray for you. Is there something wrong with you? I think there's your need for healing. And she said, yeah, I have this sinus situation or problem. And so she prayed for her. And she said, the lady called her the next day and said, are you any better? She goes, maybe about 50% better. I really can't tell. She said, well, we'll just keep praying. We'll just keep believing. And I forget the series of events that occurred, but she gave testimony today, and she held her CAT scans in her hand. She brought them up to testify. She goes, this is the CAT scan that I just got with the doctor, and literally my whole nasal cavity has been reconstructed. She said, it's been, and I've got it right here. This is it. This is the proof right here. She said, it didn't start out that way. It was a progressive healing. But it was started from that prompting of launching back out in the deep, because there was another boat connected. You get what I mean? It was like that one person going to pray for her that had that window of opportunity that she didn't realize that she was the other boat, and the harvest was going to fill her boat, her capacity as well. And that's what's so powerful about this. That's why we don't want to take these moments for granted. And I know we've got lots of things we could be doing. We could be hanging out at home eating popcorn and all those things and relaxing. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And we need that at times. But friends, let me tell you something. The time that we're in now is going to close. I mean, it's open right now. And opportunity is open to us right now. But how long will it be open? We don't know. We don't know what kind of liberty and freedoms we have in America to be able to preach this gospel and to share Christ so freely as we have it, have known it. It could change tomorrow. But I do know this, that I do not want to squander the opportunity. So I'm going to take advantage of it. Well, we see that these boats began to sink, and Simon Peter saw it. He fell down and at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. And he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. They got a whole different call. They had a whole different, you know, from washing nets, hanging out, and watching Jesus use their equipment. And at the end of the story, this huge harvest, and God showing himself strong, and now they have a new vocation in the Spirit. And I really believe God can call us to do certain spectacular things tonight. And I'm not saying you have to go to Australia, or you have to go to Africa somewhere, or you have to go to South America. It could be a simple thing. But, you know, I took my wife to the airport right before I came here tonight, because she's on assignment for a Joshua Kids. Now, we would have never thought she would have got on a plane to go follow through with Joshua Kids out of state. But God opens up opportunities. And all of a sudden now, there's this brand new opportunity that either we walk through the window or we don't. Hey, Carol, I didn't know you were here. I was just talking about you. Were you here? Oh, okay. I didn't see you. Normally you sit over there. And then Betty this morning, Mark and Betty Sloan, which attend the East. I know many of you remember them and know them, and Betty works in the office. But their daughter Shannon, 3 years with a brain tumor. Had a brain tumor, had surgery, the brain tumor came back. Had surgery, brain tumor came back. Two surgeries. And they said, we can't do another surgery. And so they said, well, we'll do radiation. And you know, you're praying, you're believing God. There's harvests everywhere. And the last report, which Betty shared this morning in the East service, was the doctor brought her into the office after they did another MRI and said, have you had surgery somewhere else? And she said, no, I haven't had surgery somewhere else. He goes, well, it's incredible because that brain tumor is completely gone. Isn't that awesome? Woohoo, Jesus, right? But it was a three-year journey. It was a three-year journey. What does that mean? That means that in those 3 years, there was duress. There was pain. There were tears, right, guys? There was apprehension. There was wondering, God, where are you? Like the disciples in the story this morning. Don't you care we're perishing? And they needed now words. They needed someone to hear from heaven and come to them and say, God told me to tell you. Or, I just want you to know God put you on my heart today. I'm calling you because I'm praying for Shannon. That all happens when you are soaking in the presence of God. You follow what I'm saying? That's why this is so essential. We cannot be unconscious of the harvest around us and the impact that we are going to have on other people. And so when they brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. And that's really what I'm hearing in the Holy Spirit is forsake all. Forsake all. And I have to tell you, I'm now, like I said, going to be entering my fifth decade as a Christian. That's a long time. And this is my 35th year as a pastor. That's a long time. But here's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling and I'm sensing the greatest rest, the greatest peace, the greatest confidence that I've ever had, in 40 years. Because there's a forsaking of all. There's a forsaking of all. Jesus is going to take care of it. You got what I'm saying? I'm not worried about the bills. I'm not worried about the mortgage. I'm not worried about whether you come back to church. I'm not worried about if somebody's mad. It doesn't matter. I mean, long as I've got King Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what I'm saying is there's a forsaking that has occurred. And that's what soaking will do for you. You will let go of all the ties that were holding you back and holding you down. And it will free you to operate in the kingdom of God unhindered. Isn't that exciting? Don't you want that for yourself? Man, I want that for myself. Amen, yeah. So here we are. We've got this big living room tonight. And there's only about, 75 or 100 of us. So we got plenty of room. And then we're going to follow after the soaking and we're going to do some things and see what God wants to do with some prophetic stuff and laying hands, maybe a little tunnel of fire or prayer or something. We'll do that. I'm not sure. But I got an inkling of what I think God wants to do. So that's the agenda for tonight. So the agenda is there's no agenda. So what we want you to do is posture yourself in worship. That's what we want you to do. Did anybody bring a pillow? You brought a blanket. Bless your heart. Your parents didn't allow you to bring the pillow. Well, you know what? You just told on them in front of everybody, Zach. He said it's in the van. All right. That's good. Isn't that good? Okay, so we're just going to put on some music. We're going to turn it up, and we want you to get in the presence of the Lord and listen to what the voice of God is telling you. Just listen. And so here's basically what I like to do. I like to say, Jesus, speak to me. Holy Spirit, reveal to me. And Father, build in me your kingdom. That's kind of what I do. That's all I do. All right? So put on the music. And we don't have any band. We just figured we don't need a band. We got that. Let the band soak as well and worship the Lord with us. So thank you, Matt. You can turn it up just a little more. And you turn off that back row of lights. That would be good. We can kind of dim it a little bit more, make it a little bit more comfortable. Awesome. That's cool. Everything changed. So let's seek the Lord. Come on.
Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. And when you walk into the room, every heart starts burning. And nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. We worship you, oh.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to speak to people who might have been frustrated over the last months, and especially related to the weather, You see so much reaction to snow. People get upset and they say, God, how long, you know? But the Lord really showed me something here earlier. He said, tell someone tonight who's been frustrated about life that just like a spring snow can be almost too much to endure. You say, again? But that it's actually good. Because what you've endured is preparing you for a great harvest. It's moisting, it's causing the soil to be moist. It's saturating the soil. Because when a spring snow comes and it melts slowly, it saturates the ground. So that when the seed enters the ground, it can nurture it and cause a quick growth. And so the very thing that might have been frustrating you and causing you to be emotionally upset is really something we ought to be thankful for, because God has a plan to moisturize your harvest. And so the thing that you've been frustrated about, the Lord just told me to say, be at peace. Be at peace and rest and know that this is my doing and it's my method of preparing the ground so that the seed can have quick growth and it will nurture with strength and have a great harvest. So I just wanted to release that. And then, this is really weird, but I was preaching. I saw myself kind of preaching, and I didn't have shoes on. I had a suit on, which I never wear. And I didn't have shoes on. And I looked down and I thought, oh man, my toes are ugly. Everybody's going to see my ugly feet. And I was standing there on the platform and suddenly there was about an inch of snow over the platform. And I was standing in the snow with bare feet and a suit on. And I said, okay, God, what is this? I know they bury people with no shoes on. Are you trying to tell me something that I'm going home? And no, he simply said this. He said, you're prepared and you're right in the middle of the process that I am moisturizing this region with this blanket of snow. And there is going to be a quick growth. And I want you to feel my preparation. So that's why I removed your shoes. And I thought, wow, God, that is really powerful. So I want to pray right now for anybody who's been frustrated in their life about matters and things. Like you're like, okay, come on, God, when are you going to do this? I don't know if you've been that way or not, but I just want to release a peace to you that just go ahead, take your shoes off and stand in it and know that it's for your good and that God is preparing you for a great increase in not many days. Hallelujah. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Well, if that's you, I want you to stand up right now. Just if that's you and you feel like that resonates in your heart. And I'm just going to ask Pastor Adam to come, and I just want you to move in the Word of the Lord as well. Father, I just pray for those that are standing right now. God, I thank you that you've shown something to me that speaks peace in a frustrating moment. God, first of all, we're going to say we repent for being frustrated with your plans. We know that our times are in your hands. And so we trust you, God. We trust you right now. And Father, for every person who's standing, who's been in this moment of, oh, I can't believe this is happening again. And why is this happening to me? Lord, I just pray now that you would open up the understanding of their mind, that they would see this as the moisturizing process. It is the preparation for a great harvest that you're going to nurture in their life. And so I just pray you'd reveal that to them right now. And God, I just release shalom. I just say Jehovah shalom in this place. Jehovah shalom over their spirit. I just say peace, be at rest. And the rest of God be their strength right now. And so I just bless them with that, Father. And I release that into their spirit. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 And Matt, you could turn that up a little bit. Pastor Adam, would you get a microphone? I don't know where. There it is right there. And just kind of release what you're sensing and feeling. And we're just going to kind of release some words here for a minute. And then we'll see what God wants to do. Thank you, Lord.
I'm just sensing the Lord just saying that tonight is a youth night. Not a youth meaning age, but just a youth and just a presence. No matter how old you are, this is a moment of just youth. Youth has fresh fire, fresh wind, new experiences, old experiences just kind of fall away. So Lord, just ask just for the old experiences, the past 40 years of ministry, the past 10 years of ministry, being in church, experiences that we might have had, allowed to just fall at your feet. That a new youthful experience rises up. That everything becomes new and fresh.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
Yeah, I just see just older gray-headed people being set fire with a youthful heart and spirit.
Whoa. Thank you, Lord.
I see. Just see the youth, actual in age, having a gray-haired experience with you, Lord.
Whoa. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
One more thing, something that's kind of interesting to me that I've seen, and it's happening with the youth, is that when I got set on fire for the Lord and with like worship just welled up inside of me the moment I got saved. And as I see some of the youth don't have the worship in them, but it's amazing as we're teaching them prophetic and listening to the God's voice. That as you say, hold on a moment, just close your eyes and just talk to Jesus and see what he has to say to you. You'll see, like, in a sense, stone-faced youth close their eyes and 2 minutes later just light up and be like, Jesus spoke to me. One girl said that she was talking to Jesus and she wasn't even thinking that anything was going to happen, and she closed her eyes and the Lord spoke to her about something that was going on in her life, and like this wind kind of went through the one side of her ear, one side of her face, and she felt it, and the Lord's like, let such and such go. And then a moment later, like she was like, what was that? A very huge rushing wind kind of went back past her ear, and the Lord's like, just let it go and just be with me. So I'm thinking the Lord is saying, like, sometimes if you don't feel things, he wants to talk to you.
Awesome.
No matter where you're at, a father wants to talk to his children. So Lord, we just receive that.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I receive it, God. Thank you.
Whoa.
Thank you, Jesus.
You just receive that, Lord. We receive that. We receive your words.
Kristen, are you here? Kristen, are you still here? Do you have a word from the Lord? Or Nancy, Jackie, there's Kristen. You have something that God's showing you?
Pastor was talking about seeds. Mm-hmm. And the thing that we don't understand sometimes about prophetic words is that they're seeds. And sometimes a seed is implanted into our spirit. And we say, Lord, why hasn't it happened yet? God, you put this in me. You said this. Why hasn't it happened? There's things about seeds. There's dormant seeds. The seed has been planted. It's still alive. But it hasn't germinated yet. And other seeds take a while to be germinated. And what the Lord, what I heard the Lord say tonight is there are dreams, there are prophetic words that have literally been seeds in your spirit. And I decree tonight in Jesus' name that those seeds are germinating.
Right, right.
And that you will see the harvest.
Yes.
Because those seeds tonight in Jesus' name have taken root. So be prepared
mm-hmm.
for the suddenlies
yeah, yeah.
and the good suddenlies.
Sure.
Not always. Whenever we hear suddenly, sometimes we think it's only bad. People of God, our God is a God of surprises.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's a good God.
Amen.
So get ready. To enjoy the fruit of the seed that has taken root within you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not only you will enjoy the fruit, but we bear fruit to bless others.
Right. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. Nancy? Where's Nancy? Jackie, come on. It's Nancy or Jackie? Okay. Nancy still here or is she gone? Oh, there you are. All right. Thanks.
As I was sitting there, I just heard the Lord say, "My beloved, I have called you, so certainly I have equipped you. I have caused you to once again come out of the ashes and have planted your feet in a solid place. Cling to me. Come mm-hmm. closer to me. Mm-hmm. I will fight for you. I will not leave you orphan." I felt like God was also saying that we're getting ready to enter into this very giddy place of joy.
All right.
A very giddy, silly, childlike adventures with God, where no longer do we wake up in the morning and go to the mailbox and what bills in the mail and what phone call did we receive, but our eyes will be open to heaven, and there will be this voice that will be so much louder than the world's voice. And God will be speaking individually to us about an adventure for the day, an adventure for the afternoon. And it will be so exhilarating that there is nothing in your mailbox. There is no phone call. There is no lawsuit. There is no nothing that this world could do that will be able to steal that joy, because it will be what the Word talks about when He says the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
And the world is watching.
That's good.
It is the commodity. It is the joy that they don't have. It is the hope that is going to rise again.
Mm-hmm.
It is
mm-hmm.
that place where hope is going to be resurrected, and that place where we've been weary, and that place where our feet have been slipping and our fingers are getting weak, where this breath of God is just going to come and it's going to gird us up, and it is going to be joy, it is going to be peace, and it is going to be the real deal. It's not going to be the worked up thing, you know, where you're like, I speak joy. You know, that's all good, and sometimes that's the little place where it breaks and we go higher.
Right,
but
right.
This thing, we're not going to work for it. We're not going to earn it. It is God's love. It is His kisses from heaven.
Yeah.
It is His season. It is the time on the face of the earth where He said, "Release it, Father."
Mm-hmm.
We receive your joy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We receive the joy of the Lord for our strength.
Yeah.
We receive that you have mm-hmm. separated us from the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this joy they cannot give us.
Yeah.
But certainly they cannot take it away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Father, let them see the joy.
Mm-hmm.
Let them see that we're different. Let them see that we walk in peace.
Yeah.
Let them see that we're not worried about stuff. That
no.
you're about our business and you know our end from the beginning. And you are working it all out, so we have our eyes on the finish line. We have our eyes on the prize, and we say, "Yes, Holy Spirit, we'd love to go on an adventure with you. We'd like to adventure with you all day long, all night long. Whatever you got in store, we are in. We are in 100%. So immerse us and open up our eyes. Shake us from looking at the worthless things of this earth and cause our eyes to be locked on Jesus. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You will not fail us. You
yes,
are causing the winds of change to come.
Amen.
And we say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for our children, because they are coming home.
Thank you,
Lord. You for the sickness that shall be banished in this place.
Yes, yes, yes,
that
yes.
you are setting Thank this you, house up for some yeah, crazy statistics you. That they'll not be able to figure out, where there shall not be sick among us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jackie. Yeah. Go ahead.
I just want to piggyback off of what Jackie said. It goes hand in hand with it, what you said, Jackie, over there. I had this vision, and I always had a problem with seeking God. I was so passionate for Him, and I loved Him so much since I was a little girl. But I always had a problem focusing and pressing in, and I had all this zeal. I'm like, Father God, Father God. I wasn't getting anywhere, and I'm like, Lord, just teach me how to go there, and then teach me how to teach others, because it's one thing when you know how to get there, but if you can't bring people with you, and that's what it's all about. So I just got this burning and desire from over there. This is what I saw. Almost like a movie scene. I saw me in this garden. And mind you, it was a garden. It wasn't a very open garden. It was closed with branches. I had to move out the way. And I felt this calling from Jesus. And I just felt Him going, Melody. And I couldn't see Him. Now, I couldn't see Him, and this is key. This is how you find Him. Because the Word says, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Not half of us. He doesn't want half of us. I was in this garden, and I'm pushing away these bushes. And as I'm searching, as I'm running, I'm panting. And this anticipation is building up inside of me. As I'm like, Jesus. And I'm not even saying His name out loud. It's like my spirit was going, Jesus. And I knew He was somewhere. I knew He was close. He was close. But as this anticipation built, and I'm like pushing away the branches, and I was like, I know You're here. Where are You, Jesus? And at that moment, He showed up, and I saw Him. But it was in that moment where I was all in. Do you understand that moment? When it was everything. I had abandoned everything. I wasn't thinking about nothing but finding Him. I didn't care if I get smacked by a branch. I wanted to find my Jesus. And when I found Him, it wasn't just a moment of just hugging Him. He played with me. He popped up and he hit again. And it was like I saw Him again. And it was fun. Just like Jackie was saying, it's beautiful. It's a roller coaster. It's a beautiful roller coaster. Like Adam was saying, it's a beautiful, abundant life. He wants to have fun with us. He wants to be intimate with us. It's so beautiful, but you've got to get past those bushes. You've got to press in. You can't just stand there and just be like, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, yeah. Yeah, and I know that's good, like Jackie was saying, and that was a good time, but we're going somewhere else. We're going deeper. He wants us to desire Him in hunger, in thirst, and He will fill us. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
As I was worshiping over there, and just kind of in the presence, I saw a group of awesome kids right here, and they're worshiping, and two boys just kind of raising their hands, and the Lord's like, they have something to say. And so I wanted to ask them, I said, hey, do you have something to say? They're like, yeah. So do you want to come up here and try?
What he said was, he said that we need to forgive everybody, like, to do something that we don't like, we should forgive them, because God wants us to forgive. Because if we don't forgive others, He's not going to forgive us. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
Spoke that to you, huh, Zach? That's awesome. Yeah. What's up, Eric?
He told me that you need to love everybody, even if they go through hard times with you. That you always need to love them and pray with them, even if they go through hard stuff.
Okay, thanks.
Super good. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Amen. Nancy, are you here? Yeah, let's get Nancy, and then there, she's been kind of waiting. She's got bumped a couple of times. There we go.
Yeah. No, that's okay, because it's all God's words anyway, so it doesn't matter where it comes out of.
We're just wanting to stay prophetic here, right? Yes. That's our goal. What is God showing us, okay?
God is showing us something. Yeah. And Pastor mentioned earlier when he started talking about forsaking all else. mm-hmm. forsaking all else. And then Adam said, let it go. And you know, the theme song out there that everyone's singing right now is Let It Go, Let It Go. It came out of this Frozen movie that everybody's singing that song, Let It Go. I believe it was prophetic. It's a letting go time, a letting go of the things that, as Melody was just saying, you've got to push things out of the way. You've got to make this way. You all came here tonight because you let go of eating popcorn and staying home and watching a movie or whatever else would have been your way of what you would have done tonight. And doing that and pressing in is where we come into his presence, where he'll meet us, where he'll find you in the garden. And I just kept feeling very strongly in my spirit that it's just a letting go time. When Martha and Mary were before Jesus, Pastor's been talking about that too, and Jesus said this one thing, and this is all what God is saying right now. The one thing is important. He said, Martha, you're troubled about many things, but this one thing is important. And I've thought about this a lot, and I really feel like Lord's saying, you know, she was just doing the things you're supposed to do. She was cooking for the people that came in her house that were invited to be there. She was doing a good thing, a normal thing, an everyday thing that all of us do and know we're supposed to do. But even those things, Jesus said, is not the one thing. So it's a time to reflect and say, what is God telling us? What is he saying to you right now to let go of? There's some things that have been the everyday things, the normal things, the regular stuff that you always thought, this is what we're supposed to do. This is my life. This is what I've always had to do. Somebody's got to take care of this stuff. But the Lord is saying, this is a special time. You push that stuff away, even that stuff that he tells you to push away, and he's going to meet you there because of it. So we've got to let go of even those things. And I did specifically hear this from the Lord, so I just got to tell you, this would be obedient. Some people are taking a lot of overtime hours. They're working more than they would normally have to work, and they're saying, I've got to do this because I got to pay the bills, and I got to make sure I take care of this, and I got to have that, and so, you know, I have to do all these extra overtime hours, or I have to take this. And I really feel like you feel in your spirit the Lord is saying, but that's not what I'm telling you to do, because he's our provider and he's our source, and he will take care of those things if you choose him first, and he'll take care of all the rest.
Okay, thank you. All right, just a couple more, then we're going to move into another. Christine, I think you were next. We're going to move into another impartation moment. But
I just wanted to read this, and this piggybacks almost verbatim what you said
about the snow.
Yeah. But it was more of, he said, I'm getting ready. This was last week. I went to a church in Ashtabula called The Wave, and we did a soaking, and this is what God said to me that night. He said, I'm getting ready to pour my love out in this region and on my people. Those things that have been long dry will feel the drenching of my spirit. Those seeds which were planted will break forth from their hardened tomb into the light. They will feel the warmth of the sun and will rise above that which has held them captive to soar to new heights. I have heard your cries. I have heard your praise, and I am coming, and my kingdom shall have no end.
All right, that's good. Thank you. Thank you. Ted, did you have a word there? Hallelujah. Matt, get ready for some good Holy Ghost music. We're going to move into a fire tunnel here in a minute.
Hey, God gave me this here a little while ago. And he says, as you're on your knees, I will reach down to you and pick you up.
All right.
And I won't walk with you anywhere, but I will run with you as we run and frolic in the meadows of heaven. And we will run in happiness together. And you will feel the waves of the love of my glory. The majestic feeling you will feel will be greater than any feeling of majesty that a worldly king thinks he has. For mine is the kingdom of love. For mine is the kingdom of life. And you are my children that I want to spend eternity with.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Doug, yeah. That's awesome. I hope you share a little bit of what you shared with me.
I have two things. First was this morning when Pastor was ministering to us. And my son kept pressing into me and getting close to me and pressing in to the point it was irritating me. Okay, and I was about to say something, and the Lord said, don't, because that's how I want you to press into me, to become one with me. I don't get irritated with you, but I want you to press in into my presence in the way your son is trying to press into your presence. Like, thank you, Lord. But when we were worshiping and the way the lighting was and here and this whole center section.
Right down here.
There were triangles that were pointing to the altars. And they were pointing to the forward, to be moving forward. It's just so awesome.
Created arrow after arrow.
Bigger,
I didn't see them, but
bigger.
Doug saw them. There were smaller arrows, bigger arrows, the way the lights were shining, pointing right to the altar, kind of like that's the way you need to go. And he pointed that out, and I thought that was incredible. That was just a powerful moment. Maybe the Lord has shown you some things during this, just waiting on the Lord. We call it soaking, but it's really just waiting on the Lord, getting in His presence and allowing God to just show you and speak to you. And, you know, we don't have time to have everybody get up and share, but maybe there's just in a brief little capsulize it. You can stand up and say, while I was in the presence of the Lord, God showed me this. And then da-da-da-da-da-da. And then we'll have another one do it, and another one do it. I just want you to hear that God is speaking to His people. And you may be shy, and you may not feel like you want to stand up and do that, and I understand. But let's start over here. If there's anybody over here that felt like God really showed you something, said something to you, I want you just to share that, okay? Just real quick, just stand up where you are, and then just blurt it out in 15 seconds. Anybody from over here in this section? Go ahead. Yes. Grandma Jenny, just real quick, would you? What did he show you? Oh, sorry. Give them more love.
God was saying to do that.
Yeah.
Well, could they hear me?
Well, no, probably not over there. But
should I repeat what I said?
Repeat it, please.
Okay. I was in a nursing home for about 2 weeks, and God was telling me, go back and give them the love. Some are there for a long time. Some are there for a very short time. But they need to know the love, that people care, that you haven't been forgotten. And that's what one of the many things that God was telling me that I must do, and I made this big list today. This big list today of things that I knew that I could do for others.
Okay.
And I thank God He kept me till I'm 86.
You know, Grandma Jenny, she was in rehab. I went to visit her. She wasn't in her room. So I had to find her. And she was in the rehab section on a stationary bike. And she's pedaling on the bike. And she's back and forth like this. I said, how you doing? She goes, oh, I'm doing okay. How are you doing? 30 minutes later, she's still on the bike. I said, don't you think you've done enough yet? She goes, well, I'm still going. I'm going to keep on going. I said, well, okay, I'll see you later. It was awesome. Avante, did you have a word? Just a real quick, just what did God show you? Then we'll go back there. Well, no, you missed him. Right here, Doug. Yeah. I'm sorry. Just real quick. No, right there. Avante. He doesn't know who you are. I'm sorry. All right.
God's just been showing me being down at His feet, just positioned, kneeled down at His feet,
okay,
and staying there, staying at His feet, and loving on Him and worshiping Him. And that's just the position of our hearts, is to stay at His feet and love on Him and worshiping continuously.
Yeah, you really need to meet this lady if you haven't met her. She's one of the elders in the East, minister of the gospel. Yes?
Harvest is in the deep.
Harvest is in the deep. Ooh, all right. Now, anybody else over here? Okay, how about just this half of the middle? Anybody wants to share what God showed you, Paula, and then right back here? Okay.
God said that a lot of people are sitting and they're just listening, and they're thinking that the words that are spoken are for everybody else except them. And He says He doesn't pick and choose. It's anybody that'll accept it. So the word is for everybody, not just some.
Yeah, so I just receive everything that was spoken tonight. I'm going to be a glutton. I'm taking it all. Okay, yes.
God's really been speaking to me as I've been pursuing His will for my life, which involves something with Surprise, Arizona. And what He's been speaking to me and showed me tonight is I'm preparing you for what I've prepared for you.
I'm preparing. Woo, all right. That's in the deep too. It's good. I like it. Anybody else in this section, what God's maybe impressed you with or showed you? And real quick here. All right.
Well, it came to light when you mentioned the moisture coming from the snow. I was raised, of course, on my grandfather's farm.
Yep. So you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
You plant in the spring is oats. If you're a gardener, peas. If you plant flowers, sweet peas. Those are all hard seeds, and there's about a two-week window in March that you plant them. And then there's usually a freeze, and then a thawing, and that's when the seed is broken, and then they start to take off. Mm. And that came to mind.
Mm.
Yeah, the hard seeds. And that came to mind when you mentioned the moisture coming.
Yes.
It also leads into... next Sunday, you're going to have an offering for the future harvest.
Yeah, the spring seed secondary offering. Yeah, I like that, what you just said about the hard seed. Did you hear that? The hard seed is planted in March, and then it takes off right after the last freeze. And that freeze almost has to break that seed, doesn't it? Woo, I like that. All right.
If there's actually too much moisture,
yeah,
it will actually kill the
roots. Okay. So just enough. God knows what we need, doesn't He?
Yes.
Yeah, God takes care of it.
Right.
All right, let's move along here. Yes.
Okay, I've always had a problem with suffering, and I couldn't understand why God would allow so much suffering, especially with His own people, you know, the Jews and the persecuted Christians, like the most precious people are the ones who make suffer the most, seems like, and I could never understand that. But tonight he just to keep it real short, he showed me the verse that says, they who go forth weeping shall return, certainly or definitely or no doubt will return with joy. And then he said that those who go forth weeping bearing precious fruit shall return with joy, bringing their sheaves with them.
Yeah.
So it's like a little bit of an answer, because you know how a little kid goes to their parent and asks a deep question, and the parent doesn't think they can really understand the whole answer, so they give them an answer.
So the father gave you an answer.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
That was the answer, because it's a like a investment in the joy that we're going to have.
Amen. All right. Thank you. All right. Over here in this section, am I right back there? Okay.
I saw a vision of the Lord Jesus standing at a door.
Have a seat.
And He was saying, I'm standing at the door. As I'm wooing you, I'm standing at the door. I'm knocking. Open the door and let me in.
All right. All right. That's good. Anybody else back here? Yes, right here. Over here. Yeah. And then we'll come up here. Just a quick thing, what God showed you.
God has been speaking to my heart. And He said, listen, nations, He said, repair is in the air to win souls.
Oh, wow, awesome. Yes, right here, I think, and then we're here, and then we're coming up this way. So, yeah, real quick.
He's come to me tonight and showed me trust. I have a problem with myself on trusting. I don't trust myself on if I'm doing the right thing with my kids. And He's come to me and said, if you trust in me, your kids will trust in you.
Okay. All right. So he said just to trust Him. That's good. It was right here? Yeah. Oh, there. Okay. Didn't see your hand before. Sorry. We're just trying to move this along here real quick, and then we'll go into prayer. Yes, sir.
Yeah. God showed me, He said that He had hardened hearts and maybe misunderstood, and that has caused me to walk fast past what I need to see. He told me, slow down, Stop, look at the burning bush. Listen to the truth coming through the flames.
Awesome. Very good. I mean, do you see what, I mean, simultaneously all these things are occurring back there, and then we'll give them up in the front. We got some more back there. All these things are happening simultaneously, just waiting before the presence of the Lord, and this is a normal, natural occurrence for all of us. Okay? All right, real quick here, we'll get to this one, and then...
Yes? I just heard it was very short, sure. But it was during a time it was soaking, and it was before Christy stood up. And I just heard the Lord say, it's going to happen suddenly, Dora. It's going to be many suddenlies.
Okay.
The things that you've been waiting on, it's going to be a suddenly. Mm. Many suddenlies.
Mm-hmm. Many suddenlies. Are you receiving these things for yourself as well?
Yes.
And that's really what you want to do. When somebody shares something, you go, God, I'm going to receive that for myself. Thank you, Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name. Well, we had some up here, but they jumped over there. Okay. Go ahead, real quick, right there. Yeah. Hi, Roland.
Hi. The Lord is saying... relax, submit to Him. We're in a time of change, and He's making us into what He would have for us to be.
Relax. Deep breath time. Okay, now we were here, I believe, Judy.
God has told me that Satan has taken me through many things, but... God has brought me through them now, and it's finished.
So He spoke to you that it's finished. All right. Amen. And right here, what did He show you while you were soaking?
God showed me that if we obey Him in every single way and fulfill all the promises that we promise Him, which are the laws, and, it's hard to explain. Can I face them, please?
Just share it, and we need you to preach.
He told me that if we obey the laws, which are being non-judgmental and loving and caring about somebody, even no matter where they come from, or if there's a change in them, that we have to accept them. He showed me heaven where nobody is judged. Nobody, there's no hurt. There's
that's
no
good.
Pain.
Yeah,
there's,
that's good.
There's... Mm-hmm. There's golden streets. There's technology on earth that's not even fathomed up there. There's angels that are golden, like beautiful. I'm talking about shining. And if you touch their garment, you're healed. Like what he was talking about earlier today, if you attended on Sunday, he shows me these amazing things in my sleep to where I can't sleep at night. God is like, this mysterious worker that is basically doing so many wondrous things in people's lives. And if you would just take the time of the day to sit and pay attention to the voice that's in your head, because you have two voices. It's one that's Satan that's telling you to do wrong, and it's one that's God that's telling you to do better. And God will always fight for you, no matter what. He'll never forsake you. He'll never do it. In Jesus' name, I speak it. Amen.
So that's what he was showing you tonight, right? Okay, awesome. All right, anybody else over here? There's one there.
Well, as I was laying on the floor, God showed me that there was a dark cloud over the city of Lorain. Mm. And it's been dark for a long time. Mm. And when that one song came on, there were... a cloud that just moved it along. Mm. And then through that cloud came these bright lights down. Mm. And then the ground, it was like you could see the seeds. I could see the seeds underneath, and there's thousands and thousands of seeds, which I believe is souls. And they're deep down, and it may be our dreams and our visions too, but when the light hit the seed, it was like it just popped up, and it just glowed like it was diamonds coming up from the ground, and it just showed me that there's abundance coming, and he said, rest in me.
That's good.
Rest in me and have patience in me.
That's
because
quite
will bring it forth.
That's quite a vision. And you hear a lot about what people have been talking about tonight about seed. It seems like it's thematic tonight. Isn't that amazing how God spoke individually Didn't want to skip any. I'm sorry. Didn't see you. All right.
Yes. Guess God bless you all.
Bless you.
I don't know if everybody knows me, but I'm Manoah Brown's mom. Okay. I really have a big testimony, but I'm going to be short and brief.
What we're looking for is what God showed you during the soaking, not necessarily a testimony.
What God has showed me is, no matter what you are going through, God has given me peace.
All right.
And when He gives you peace, everything we have to learn that it's in God's hands, and He's going to fight for us. He's going to deal whatever situation it is.
Amen.
It's all upon us to trust and keep our faith high.
Amen.
In God. Amen.
That's good. I like that. Anything else that the Lord showed anyone? On the, I think, did we finish up on this side with everyone? Okay. Is that everybody? All right, great. And understand, my instruction is to try to keep it focused on what God showed us while we were soaking in the presence of the Lord. So I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to keep it focused on just that. I have that assignment, and it's not always an easy assignment, so please don't misunderstand me. All right, do we have some good worship music there? What I'd like to do is I'd like to call the altar ministers, and I'm not sure where we want to do this. Probably right here would be good. So altar ministers, if you're present, elders, prophetic ministry team, would you form a tunnel, you know, like side, like a side by side here, side by side there, and then we're going to ask those that want to come through that prayer tunnel, we're going to lay hands on you and just believe God. Now, here's the instruction on the prayer people. So all those that are going to be praying, here's the thing we want to do. You only touch a person on their shoulder or their elbow. Do not touch them on the chest, stomach, head, okay? Just on the shoulder and the elbow. I know that sounds weird, but just go with me, all right? So that's what we're going to do there. And then also, we just want them to keep moving through the prayer tunnel or prayer line or fire tunnel, whatever you want to call it. And when you go through it, just receive from the Lord. And people are going to be praying for you and speaking words, and they may say, you know, more, Lord. They may say, Father, burn this in their heart, or God, I see them increasing. I don't know what they're going to say, but that's what we're going to believe right now. So do you have that worship on? Do you have some worship? Okay, put that on for us. And if those of you that want to come through this, a prayer and impartation time, I'm going to get in there as well and lay hands on people. We want you to begin coming now. So I guess we'll go in this way and then out and back around. Is that okay? All right, go ahead and put it on, Matt. You can turn that up a little bit. Or actually turn it up a lot. Has that got words to it? We want a song with words. So Holy Spirit, as we come in Your presence now, God, we're praying, Father, for we are hungry, we're thirsty for You, Lord, and we just pray one for another tonight. We believe, God, that You're going to do miraculous things. You're going to heal. You're going to change lives. You're going to alter them, God. Thank You, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Amen. That's good. Thank You. Hallelujah. You want to go through more than once, you're happy to do that too, okay? No problem.
Come winds of refreshing, blow over me. Wake, awake, oh,
yeah, that's it. That's it.
Wake, awake, south wind.
I already prayed. I went through.
Yeah. Over me.
So I just pray tonight that every word that was spoken, every voice that you heard from others who heard the voice of God, these would stick in your spirit. And I love the word tonight from so many that shared about joy. I like the idea of, I think Adam said, the gray heads will be youthful and the youthful will be gray heads. I like that. That was cool. I just know that God has ministered to us. Take these moments and just allow them to open windows of opportunity for ministry. That's really what it's all about. You turn that down a little bit. Jesus being baptized in the Jordan said, I must be baptized of you in order to fulfill everything the Father said about me. Remember? When he walked in what he had heard from the Father, the heaven opened. And the Father said, this is my beloved Son. When you and I walk in obedience, heaven's open and God declares over your life. So we're just excited about your future. And I'm excited about transformation in Northeastern Ohio. More and more and more of God, right? Less of us and more of Him. Come on, let's stand up to our feet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So, Lord, tonight as we just conclude this moment together, we're grateful for your visitation and we say thank you. We love you and we now walk into your presence the rest of this night. May our sleep be sweet. May you speak like Samuel in the middle of the night and may we rise up and say, yes, Lord, speak, Lord. And Father, may we declare to a generation that God is not dead, but that He is indeed alive in Jesus' name. Isn't that amazing? One of the most popular movies out today, God's Not Dead. Now, you can say what you want about the movie. I haven't seen it, but I'm just telling you, all of America knows that that's playing right now. And it's God speaking to a generation, hey, I'm not dead. And I heard a preacher say the other day, if God died, show me the tomb where he's lying. If God died, read me the obituary. If God died, introduce me to the pallbearers that carried him to his grave. How many know that God is alive? Amen. He is alive. So let's go and take a God that's alive to a generation that's hurting in Jesus' name. Live right, love everybody. Pray hard. I'll see you Thursday night. I'll be preaching about the sights and sounds of heaven. God bless you.